2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time is 12 o'clock noon. Today is Wednesday, January 29th, and this is Utah's Noon News. I'm Maria Chaleos. We have some dark clouds in downtown Salt Lake City, 38 degrees.
A crash in downtown at 4th South. I'm Ricky Meese.
KSL's top story this hour.
High on the Hill, 2020.
A group of Utah lawmakers are right now going over legislation designed to tackle various issues surrounding vaping and e-cigarettes. We go live to the Capitol and get more from KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson. Paul?
Well, Maria, the governor and the lieutenant governor, several lawmakers still in the gold room right now proposing these bills aimed at keeping kids and teens away from vaping. Some advocates say the state needs to tighten internet sale rules and also let city governments create their own vaping policies. Governor Gary Herbert says the number of teens who vape continues to grow.
So 12.4% are doing it in spite of maybe the risk. I think everybody understands there may be some problems here, but they're doing it anyway.
One bill being proposed this year would add a tax on these products. Another would require stores to move them to an age-restricted area. Reporting live, Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
The American Lung Association gives the Beehive State an F grade in tobacco taxes. The group says tobacco use remains the nation's leading cause of preventable death. And it's getting worse with the country's youth vaping epidemic. The Lung Association wants Utah to significantly raise taxes on tobacco products, including e-cigarettes, and fund state prevention programs. A wild police chase ended this morning in West Valley City near Hunter High School, and the suspect was willing to ram police cars to try and get away. KSL News Radio's John Wojcik has details.
Police in Salt Lake were initially tracking a man in his early 20s driving a stolen truck. The suspect rammed at least one police vehicle before then heading into West Valley City.
Two of his tires were deflated, but he didn't stop at that point. He kept going for another probably 10 to 15 minutes. The tires eventually came off the rims, and he was forced to go slower, but he still continued to try and get away from us.
Lieutenant Bill Merritt with West Valley City Police says they had to spike his tires twice just to get him to stop. At that point, he briefly fled on foot before being apprehended. Police discovered a firearm while searching the stolen truck, but they still don't know yet if it belonged to the suspect behind the wheel. John Wojcik, KSL News Radio.
Presidential impeachment.
Today, senators are submitting written questions to House managers in the impeachment trial of President Trump. Here's more now from ABC's Andy Field.
The Trump world is like a cult, and a lot of these senators are in the cult.
That is indicted former Rudy Giuliani associate Lev Parnas before today's impeachment hearings. He has said he was one of those sent to Ukraine to get the country to investigate the Bidens, and he says John Bolton should testify.
Anything could change some of their minds, but hopefully the public will know what's going on, and hopefully maybe some of them, you know, if we get witnesses and they really hear the truth, maybe, you know, the conscience will overwhelm them.
At this hour, the Senate begins up to 16 hours of questions from members. Both the House managers and the Trump legal defense team, Democrat Chuck Schumer saying Republican senators should demand to know the truth.
If my Republican colleagues vote with us to subpoena relevant witnesses and documents, there's no reason for a protracted trial.
The president on Twitter today disparaging his former national security advisor, asking why John Bolton did not complain about what he called this nonsense a long time ago, and that if he had listened to Bolton, we would be in World War VI by now. Andy Field, ABC News.
President Trump has signed the new U.S. trade agreement with Mexico and Canada, replacing the North America Free Trade Agreement. ABC's Karen Travers is at the White House with details.
President Trump took a victory lap here at the White House, a celebratory signing ceremony for the U.S.-Mexico-Canada trade agreement. Surrounded by people in work uniforms, hard hats, and cowboy hats, the president called the deal, passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, a colossal victory for American workers.
Everybody said this was a deal that could not be done. Too complicated, too big, couldn't be done. We got it done.
Karen Travers, ABC News, the White House.
A lot of medical supplies are heading from Utah to China to help with the coronavirus outbreak. KSL News Radio's Mary Richards reports.
They had a lot of work to do at the Bishop Central storehouse, getting everything ready to go.
So we're sending these supplies to the Shanghai Children's Medical Center.
Cameron Hatch is a program specialist with Latter-day Saint Charities Emergency Response Team. Warehouse worker Adam Hunt helped get it all ready.
President Nelson feels like this is a great service to help the country over there with some of these needs for humanitarian aid.
It comes from President Nelson's longstanding relationship with China and the church's partnership with groups like Project Hope. Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Coming up on KSL, the FDA called out a hand sanitizer company yesterday for making unproven claims. Today, that company responded. And a look at your noontime drive.
Salt Lake City PD on the scene of a crash. This is going to be 4th South, approximately 1300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
KSL News Time, 1205.
You already drive with KSL, so let us fill up your gas tank. We're talking $500 Maverick fuel cards. Dozens of them. It's super easy, but you need to sign up today. Go to KSLNewsRadio.com. We're Utah's news station.
So you're 62 years old or better and have spent the best years of your life working to pay down the mortgage on your home. With the rising cost of just living life, maybe it's time to use your house to pay you back. Your home can help pay for your retirement with tax-free money. Best of all, never make a single payment on the money you receive for as long as you live in your home. You keep up your taxes and insurance, and your house takes care of the rest. Let the folks at Reverse Freedom show you how to stretch your retirement income. It's called a reverse mortgage. You've heard of it, but watch out. There's a lot of misinformation going around about reverse mortgages. If you're going to talk to anyone, talk to the experts at Reverse Freedom. Call 801-921-HOME. They're right here in Utah, and all they do is specialize in reverse mortgage solutions. Call Reverse Freedom now at 801-921-HOME. That's 801-921-HOME. And MLS ID 1382816.
Shane Company, because a unique engagement ring is really important to my girlfriend.
Shane Company, because I want a Shane Classic Diamond, a stone with an ideal cut and unbelievable sparkle.
Shane Company, because they took the time to really educate us about diamonds, and we ended up finding the perfect one.
Come in or go online. Let us help you build your dream engagement ring for a proposal on Valentine's Day, the most romantic day of the year. Find a ring style you like, then select a center stone from the largest selection of natural diamonds, rubies, and sapphires in town. Our non-commissioned jewelry experts will respect your budget. We'll teach you how to evaluate a diamond and let you compare diamonds side by side, so you'll feel confident with your decision.
Come to Shane Company because you want to give your Valentine the ultimate gift, a romantic proposal. Now you have a friend in the diamond business. Shane Company and ShaneCo.com.
Thank you for joining us for Utah's new news. Recapping our top local story this hour, a group of Utah lawmakers are going over legislation designed to tackle various issues surrounding vaping and e-cigarettes. We have our Paul Nelson live at the Capitol, and he will be following that story for us throughout the afternoon here on KSL News Radio. KSL News Time 1207. A high-rise fire in Los Angeles was followed by an intense rescue effort for the people living inside. ABC's Alex Stone has more.
When firefighters arrived on scene, they had reports of people jumping from the building.
We're going to have multiple jumpers.
They found victims clinging to the side of the building. They were rescued. Inflatable mattresses were set up at the base of the building. Nobody jumped. Others were airlifted by fire helicopters from the roof of the high-rise. LAFD Chief Ralph Terraza says it's been a long time since they've rescued people via helicopter off rooftops.
We have rarely done rooftop evacuations for medical purposes. Rarely. But I'll tell you, we did it today.
8 victims were injured. Alex Stone, ABC News, Los Angeles.
The company that makes Purell hand sanitizer is responding after the FDA called them out yesterday for making unsubstantiated claims on their products. We get the latest on that story from ABC's Gio Benitez.
The FDA sent that stern letter to Gojo, the makers of Purell. The agency pointed to marketing claims on the company's websites and social media. Here's one claim. Purell products help eliminate MRSA and VRE. And another suggesting Purell can reduce lost school days. The FDA says the company also suggested that hand sanitizers like Purell could reduce or prevent disease from the Ebola virus, norovirus, and influenza. The FDA is saying it is not aware of any adequate and well-controlled studies on that. Now, Gojo telling us this morning they have begun updating their digital content and that the FDA letter was not related to the safety or quality of our products or manufacturing processes. Our products can and should continue to be used as part of good hand hygiene practice to reduce germs. But listen, the CDC tells us soap and water, that's what you should be washing your hands with. If you don't have that, then grab a hand sanitizer, but soap and water.
Right, it's perfect in a pinch. KSL News Time, 12:09. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Good afternoon, Ricky Meese.
Good afternoon, Maria. We are looking at a very nice drive on all the Salt Lake County freeways, as well as I-15, both directions between Willard Bay and Utah Lake. Your main secondary is also in really good shape. Just one accident to tell you about, and it's probably already in the cleanup stages for downtown drivers, 4th South at about 1300 East. Updating your kitchen in 2020, visit Durden's Appliance, 5th South in Bountiful, where they meet any competitor's price. And try before you buy in 8 custom kitchens. Durden's, brands you know at prices you love. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. We have dark clouds out there. Let's get the latest on the forecast with Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds, temperatures near 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, dark clouds, 38 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And still to come on Utah's Noon News, we're going to bring you the very latest on the coronavirus. We know that yesterday a charter flight full of Americans evacuated China and was headed here to the United States. We'll bring you the latest. ABC's Will Carr will get us up to date here on KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM. This is Utah's news station.
The best time to explore Bryce Canyon National Park is now, and Ruby's Inn is located right outside of the park, ready to welcome you and add to the magic of your visit. Enjoy peaceful solace as you discover the rich red hoodoos, frosted in an icing of snow, while hiking through fluffy flakes on snowshoes. Explore the many trails by Ruby's Inn as your cross-country skis glide through paths of packed powder. Don a pair of ice skates and dance around Ruby's outdoor ice rink. Climb into a winter fairy tale with a horse-drawn sleigh ride through tree-lined fields of dazzling white. Find the magic of winter 3 hours away from Provo with a stay at Ruby's Inn. The resort's cozy cabin-esque interior will keep you warm, while the escapades of outdoor winter fun will fuel your stay. And who knows, maybe even make winter your new favorite season. There's wintertime fun for everyone when you spend it at Ruby's Inn. Visit rubysinn.com to book your stay and start planning your trip today.
So are you the type of guy that wants to look put together but doesn't want to spend hours shopping? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple and convenient. Sign up in just a few minutes. Try new styles in the comfort of your own home, and there's no subscription required ever. So, isn't it time to refresh your look? Get started today at stitchfix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Last year, I had CertaPro painters come and breathe life into my house. They took a paint job that was old and cracking, and it freshened up our entire home. So cross the first project off your 2020 to-do list early. Paint your home now. CertaPro Painters uses high-quality products with zero or low VOCs. That means your paint job will dry faster and more evenly in winter's less humid conditions. Get your painting project completed quickly before our painting schedule fills up. Your painting estimate is free. The value it will add to your home is priceless. I love these guys because they're right here in our community, because each CertaPro Painters business is independently owned and operated. Get that free estimate at CertaPro.com. That's Certa with a C. CertaPro Painters. We do painting. You do life.
Sciatica or radiating leg pain makes an active lifestyle painful and challenging. Tried pills, injections, and physical therapy? Avoiding surgery? A non-steroidal, non-opioid option is being tested in a research study near you. If you are between 30 and 70 years old and have been dealing with pain in a single leg associated with lumbar disc herniation for less than 12 months, check out the Discovery Study. To learn more, call 877-770-1411 or visit www.thediscoverystudy.com.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/4abetterus.
My name is Tom.
My name is Cindy.
We give to and volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
We know our time and money are going to the right places.
We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
KSL News Time 12:15. The three things you need to know this hour first.
The governor is flanked by several lawmakers proposing bills to prevent teens from vaping this year. They say the number of teens using e-cigarettes keeps going up despite their best efforts. I'm KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
Second, a police chase in West Valley City came to an end near Hunter High this morning. Police say the suspect rammed at least one police vehicle while trying to escape. Third is a look at your traffic and weather, sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. Here's Ricky Meese.
Well, if you're on the Valley freeways, you're good to go. No accidents, no delays there. And actually, our main secondaries are in good shape, too. We've only had the one crash reported. It's downtown 4th South at about 1300 East. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
A lot of clouds the rest of the day. Temperatures around 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Right now, dark clouds, 38 degrees downtown. Time for KSL's top national story.
From ABC News, I'm Michelle Franzen. The impeachment trial underway this hour with Q&A from senators focusing on motive and witness testimony. Chief Justice John Roberts reading this question, centering on whether testimony from former National Security Advisor John Bolton should be allowed.
Is there any way for the Senate to render a fully informed verdict in this case without hearing the testimony of Bolton, Mulvaney, and the other key eyewitnesses, or without seeing the relevant documentary evidence?
House lead trial manager Adam Schiff responding.
There's no way to have a fair trial without witnesses. And when you have a witness who is as plainly relevant as John Bolton, who goes to the heart of the most serious and egregious of the president's misconduct, who has volunteered to come and testify, to turn him away, to look the other way, I think is deeply at odds with being an impartial juror.
Another question on the motive of President Trump's dealings with Ukraine, President Trump's attorney Patrick Philbin.
Once you get into a mixed motive situation, if there's both some personal motive but also a legitimate public interest motive, it can't possibly be an offense.
In Los Angeles, a high-rise fire, intense rescue efforts underway. ABC's Alex Stone is in Los Angeles.
When firefighters arrived on scene, they had reports of people jumping from the building.
We're going to have multiple jumpers.
They found victims clinging to the side of the building. They were rescued. Inflatable mattresses were set up at the base of the building. Nobody jumped. Others were airlifted by fire helicopters from the roof of the high-rise.
ABC's Alex Stone reporting from Los Angeles. Authorities say eight people were injured so far in that. The markets relatively calm this hour, trading in positive territory. I'm Michelle Franz in ABC News.
Time now for the KSL In-Depth. The charter flight full of Americans evacuated out of Wuhan, China, landed in California this morning. Now, the passengers are excited to be back in the States, but they won't be going home right away. ABC's Will Carr has more on their journey and was able to speak with some of them during a stop in Alaska where they were screened to make sure that they didn't have the coronavirus.
We are finally boarding the plane. Here's all 230 citizens who got a spot.
More than 200 Americans evacuated, touching down in Alaska, arriving in a chartered flight arranged by the U.S. Patrick Stockstill and his family were on that plane. The aircraft lined with rows of passengers in face masks, officials with hazmat suits on board as well. Stockstill and his family thankful to be back in the States.
We just touched down here on the stateside. A big cheer let out in the plane when we landed. We are set to go through customs and should be back wheels up in about 3 hours for our final destination.
The Stockstills and everyone else on the flight will now have to spend at least 3 days in quarantine. If any passengers show any symptoms, they could be forced to stay up to 2 weeks or longer. So far, five Americans here in the United States have contracted coronavirus, and authorities said 20 domestic airports will screen passengers for symptoms.
Americans should know that this is a potentially very serious public health threat. But at this point, Americans should not worry for their own safety.
As the Chinese take extreme precautions to prevent the spread of the deadly novel coronavirus, the White House is not ruling out suspending all flights between the two countries. British Airways has already suspended all of their flights to and from China.
Coming up during Jeff Kaplan's afternoon news, you'll hear how the state is testing for the coronavirus right here in Utah hospitals. And you've been listening to the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45. KSL News Time, 12:19. Let's get you up to date on the drive. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. And Ricky Meese, what's going on?
So far, so good on most of your valley freeways, but we are getting reports of a possible vehicle fire southbound I-15 near 3300 South. I've been looking for it, just haven't quite seen it yet. Once we can get our eyes on it, we'll have more information for you. But just keep in mind, if you're going to be traveling in that stretch, be aware that fire crews will be arriving on the scene. No major accidents causing any kind of big backups on the Valley freeways. And overall, your main secondary is also looking good. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the nines. Let's get the very latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds rest of the day. High temperatures around 40 degrees. Scattered snow showers in the works tomorrow, with a high of 40, and then it warms up. Clouds on Friday, 44, 49, almost 50, and partly cloudy skies Saturday, 54, with a mix of sun and clouds on Super Bowl Sunday, and then more snow for Monday. It's colder with a high of 36. Clouds Tuesday, 34. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
And right now, 38 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. And if you do see a problem spot out there on the roads, make sure you text us at the Utah Community Credit Union text line. That is 57500. Make sure you text us safely.
Zelle is now in the Mountain America mobile app. Download it free from the App Store.
Kicker, my sleeping bag.
Sorry, I'll pay for that.
Got it.
A lot can happen when your sidekick is a dog.
Kicker, come back with my sandwich.
Sorry, I've got this.
Got it.
That's why I use Zelle in the Mountain America app. It makes sending and receiving money fast and easy. So Kicker and I,
and Ashley,
can keep the adventure going.
Always getting into trouble.
Best friends use Zelle in the Mountain America mobile app. Quickly send and receive money from almost anyone with a bank account in the U.S. All with the convenience and security of the Mountain America app. Download it free from the App Store or visit macu.com/Zelle for details. Membership required based on eligibility, insured by NCUA. Zelle is available to United States bank account holders only. Transactions typically occur in minutes when the recipient's email address or U.S. mobile number is already enrolled with Zelle. The Zelle service is property of Early Warning Services, LLC.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Chloe, put your helmet on.
Okay, Dad.
You work hard to protect your family, but some risks are easy to miss. Mosquito bites can spread germs that cause West Nile virus or Zika virus. Cockroaches leave behind bacteria as well as allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Lee Lonsberry, live mic, coming your way in about 10 minutes here on KSL News Radio. Lee, what's coming up on the show today?
Maria, we're going to have a good one today.
You always have a good one.
Thank you very much.
Yeah, you're
impeachment
welcome.
Has moved into a fascinating phase where senators are submitting questions, and both the House managers and the defense team for the president, they're responding to those. It's fascinating. Both of Utah's senators have already submitted questions. We're going to walk through those. And then later on in the program, we're going to ask two fascinating questions of the audience. Mm-hmm. Daylight saving time. Leave it as is, change it. Does it deserve or merit any changes? We're going to look at that. We're going to speak to Senator Wayne Harper in the state legislature, who's looking to change that. And then later on in the program, the Super Bowl. It's always on Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Can you imagine it being on Saturday?
No.
We'll dive into it on today's program.
Might be better, though. People would get better sleep and get their week started off in the right way.
That's one of the arguments being made.
Right? Okay. Thank you, Lee. Lee Lonsberry, live mic, coming your way at 12:35. Watching Utah's Money, sponsored by UCCU, love where you bank. Just moments ago, the Federal Reserve announced it will keep its benchmark interest rate unchanged. The group says the economy looks solid but faces potential global threats. Americans love spending nearly $250 to walk around wearing wireless earbuds. Apple says they can't make their latest version of the AirPods fast enough to keep up with the demand. The company expects to sell 90 million pairs of those AirPods this year. The president of Mexico says their presidential 787 jetliner is too lavish and wasteful, and he's trying to sell it. Now, if there are no takers willing to pay $130 million, ouch, he's offered to hold a raffle for that plane. Raffle tickets will cost around $27 each. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 148 points, sitting at 28,871, trying to catch up after those big losses earlier this week. S&P 500's up by 13, and the NASDAQ gets up by 46 points. Want a new television to watch the big game? ABC's Daria Almaguer got some tips from a shopping expert.
So your TV is too small or too old or it's not high def enough for whatever reason, you want a new one.
If you're looking for a high quality TV, this is a really good time to shop.
Regina Conway with the website Slick Deals.
This year we're seeing everything from those medium sized models to much lower pricing options for the larger 4K TV models up to 80 inches.
But wait on these for now.
We have a 3-day weekend coming up in February, which is the better time to buy things like mattresses, high-end appliances.
Conway suggests starting your search online and then heading to brick-and-mortar stores. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
And stay with us. Coming up next, we're going to check your traffic and weather and join the Movie Show Gang as they broadcast live this Friday from Sound Sleep Medical in Sandy. Free sleep consultations to the first 25 callers. KSL News Time, 1226.
When my friends at Zero Res reminded me that they were moving into their 17th anniversary this year, I couldn't help but reflect, along with my wife, Dee, how many years we have been with Zero Res, trusting them with our carpets, upholstery, tile, grout, whatever it is. We have been there since the very, very beginning. Nobody can or will clean your carpets the way Zero Res does. They make such a difference. And they clean your carpets without those residues and detergents, the sticky things that get left behind by other carpet cleaners, causing your carpets to get dirtier faster. 3 rooms of carpets cleaned for just $89.95. That's the lowest 3-room deal ever. You not only get the great price, but your carpets will stay cleaner longer, so it's an even better value. This is the time to call my friends at Zero Res. It's easy to remember the number. It's 288-ZERO. You can also search online for Zero Res carpet cleaning.
Win $500 in gas 3 times a day from KSL News Radio. Visit KSLNewsRadio.com and tell us when you listen. Tune all your radios to KSL and listen for your name at 640 a.m., 740 a.m., and 440 p.m. When you hear it, call us back within 15 minutes and you'll win $500 in fuel from Maverick Adventures. First stop. You already listen. Why not get free gas? Visit KSLNewsRadio.com to get entered. It's our way of saying thanks for listening to KSL News Radio.
We've always had villains to face,
bad guys to take down.
But you.
You are the most horrible of all.
Just because you're tough, it doesn't mean we can't beat you.
We're here because we've had enough of you.
We all have the power to do something.
To change something.
To stand up to cancer.
Every single one of us is mortal.
Even me.
Even me.
One person is not a team. But when we join together...
You don't stand a chance.
But inside, we are all heroes.
We are resilient.
We are powerful.
And we will win.
Marvel Studios' Avengers Endgame, MasterCard, and Stand Up to Cancer are joining together today to help take down one of the biggest villains of all, cancer. Join us now at standuptocancer.org/MasterCard.
KSL News Time, 1229. Traffic and weather is sponsored by Retirement Planning from Mountain America Investment Services. It's kind of a gloomy day out there, Ricky Meese.
It is gloomy, but the good news is the earlier precipitation we had this morning, freeways are drying out, so no real signs of that activity. And really didn't see any kind of issue from a report of an earlier vehicle fire southbound I-15 after 33rd South. If it was there, it really didn't affect traffic. In fact, all your Valley freeways look good at this time. Ricky Meese in the
the KSL Traffic Center.
Traffic and weather together every 10 minutes on the 9s. The latest on the forecast. Here's Grant Wayman.
A lot of clouds today. We're near 40 degrees. More scattered snow showers in the works for tomorrow. And high temperatures at 40 once again. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
Good afternoon. KSL News Time, 12:30, 38 degrees in downtown Salt Lake City. I'm Maria Chaleos. KSL's top story this hour. Thousands of supplies are heading to China from Utah to help with the coronavirus outbreak. Latter-day Saint Charities packed up masks, goggles, and coveralls this morning. Program specialist Cameron Hatch says the pallets are going to Shanghai Children's Medical Center.
And when they go on break, they have to take the equipment off. And when they come back, they need new equipment. So the supplies are depleting quite rapidly.
Church President Russell M. Nelson has had a longtime relationship with the country of China. He reached out to see how the church could help. Coming up this afternoon, KSL News Radio will be speaking with the state health department about how they're preparing to deal with the coronavirus if it arrives here. And they'll talk about how some patients in Utah hospitals have already been tested for the disease. A wild police chase came to an end in West Valley City this morning. Police in Salt Lake were initially tracking a man driving a stolen truck.
Unfortunately, before we could get the suspect into custody, he saw our officers, rammed one of them, and took off down 5600 West.
Lieutenant Bill Merritt says their department continued pursuit and spiked the suspect's tires twice. Police eventually took the suspect down when he fled on foot, and they later found a firearm inside the stolen vehicle. KSL's top national story this hour from ABC News. President Trump's impeachment trial has shifted to questions from senators. All the questions are written down and then read to the House managers and defense team by Chief Justice Roberts. Emergency responders in Russia have successfully rescued 536 ice fishermen who were on a giant ice chunk that broke off from an island in eastern Siberia. Some of the fishermen were trying to use smaller pieces of ice as rafts to get back to the shore, but they were floating further out to sea. Ooh, scary. And taking a look at your money at this moment, the Dow currently up by 148 points. It sits at 28,871. S&P 500 up by 14, and the NASDAQ, it's up by 47 points.